Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host Khalid, and my guest today is Christine Curran, and we talk about entertainment, how to be an entertainment guru, getting big TV shows, and many more things. Stay tuned.
Hello.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm fine. Everything's good. Hope you too. I really appreciate you for taking time. It definitely means a lot to me. And yeah, we'll just say we can start. Tell people who you are and a little bit about your background.
Sure. Christine Curran. I have been in the entertainment industry for 15 years, started as like a model and actress. And then I booked 800 women for all different TV shows and music videos, fashion shows. And now I have a TV show called Dining Divas. And Dining Divas is on CW South Florida, Hawaii, and in Vegas. And now we are going national with a new vertical of the company, Dining Divas Destinations, where we travel and enjoy food and beverage and celebrity guests.
That's amazing. So it seems like you're definitely a big number and a little star on yourself.
Thank you.
No, it's just true. I think it's very interesting for a lot of people because entertainment is always something people are striving for. But sometimes I think a lot of people do it for the wrong reasons, which we can definitely talk about that later. Sorry, I hope it's not too loud because I have some family there. Just check.
Well, I do it for the reasons to eat and drink on TV, to get paid to eat and drink and travel. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's your job or if you like it, that's good. But I think a lot of people go into entertainment because they want that fame and it's not really a passion, especially when it comes to acting. And, you know, they just do it because they want some followers or they think now they get rich or they look good or so. So I think, and then in the long run, that's when a lot of people get disappointed when suddenly they find out, oh, they're not that good like they thought maybe.
Yeah, that could happen. That's for sure. You know, for me, it's a fun job and I just want to enjoy my life and live it to the fullest. And when I was very young, so for me, I didn't get to travel like my friends did. And now this is like kind of my way of getting to see the world and getting to do things that I want to do and make it into a living.
That's awesome. Yeah. Before we dive into all these details, because I know it will be very interesting for a lot of people, I think, especially for the ladies. But how did you get into entertainment? Was it as a kid? Did you do some acting, some theater, or how did you get into that?
I started modeling when I was in college, and then from there I went into acting, and then from there I started my own entertainment company, and then from there, you know, it's just as you continue to grow and meet new people and network, you try new things, and then I became a celebrity TV host for 8 years and interviewed a ton of really cool people, and then I decided, you know what, I want to do something for myself, and that's when I started my own TV show where I still bring celebrities to come on my show, but they come and eat with me, you know, because I enjoy eating. So,
yeah, but it's basically like we have something in Germany called Promi. So Promi means celebrity, like celebrity dinner. And it's on a, you know, pretty big TV show. And then it's just you have it for normal people, but also for celebrities. And then they just have dinner and like basically either like a date sometimes or just a normal dinner, and then they have to cook something for their guests, and so I can imagine it's probably kind of the same a little bit.
Yeah, so we do cocktails at the bar, then we go and cook with the chef, and then we eat or dine with like an influencer or celebrity guest.
Yeah, and I can imagine probably sometimes the food is very good and sometimes it depends what person it is, it's not that good, right?
No, on my show all the food's good. we only go to the best restaurants, so we're always having great cuisine. But it's different. I mean, sometimes it's unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you always make sure first that it's definitely not bad food because you like food too much and you can't stand it when it's bad.
Well, our show's about showcasing restaurants, so we definitely showcase, and it's more higher end restaurants, so it's more about like what you choose, what you like, you know. Mm-hmm. What you like best.
So is it basically you already did like a casting before for the restaurant, so it's definitely not one of the bad ones?
No, it's just that all the restaurants that come on the show tend to be, you know, hot spots that people enjoy. So it's really a matter of your personal taste.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely it's very interesting. In Germany, we have also another show is where the three judges and some people have to cook, and then from 1 to 10, they can rate that. They say, okay, that's good because of this, or it's not that good, and here's what you can do. I think the food shows are always very interesting because, I said that a couple times here on my podcast, our culture is really a food culture. Because if we think about that, what do you do in your free time if you're excluding like working out or maybe shopping or so? But still, if you're in the city shopping, what are you doing afterwards if there's time left? You go to a restaurant, you eat. Barry sometimes is only drinking coffee, but some or ice or cake sometimes. But in most cases, when people meet, when friends, family meet, it's always eating. No
Yes, I
matter
mean
where you go.
everything happens over food. I mean it's a universal language, it's something that everybody can enjoy no matter where they're from or what their walk of life is.
But I mean, still in great shape, so I think you probably definitely take care of yourself, because that's one thing many people who test a lot of food and eat a lot, they tend to get very fat, and especially in America or Germany, because Germany is also a lot of fat people, unfortunately. But with you, it's definitely not the case. It seems like you take care of yourself very well.
Well, my boyfriend is a fitness trainer, so I'm very lucky. So I
Okay,
eat a
so
lot, but then
basically,
he works me out.
yeah, that's good. So there's no choice for you, basically.
I literally work out just to eat. So.
And I heard that from a lot of people, especially from the ladies, and I tell it also a lot of women, because women do that mistake many times. They tend to eat way less than they should eat, and then it's a big problem. Then you can't, lose your weight, because if you eat under 1,000 calories, unless you're just 5 foot or shorter than that, and you weigh just maybe, I don't know, 100 pounds or so, you definitely need to eat more than 1,000 calories. And but then when you train, you suddenly will see, oh, you definitely are very hungry, and you need to eat way more than you think.
Yep, that's true.
And that's why it's perfect. Even if you just want to work out, like you said, for the food, then it's a good reason to work out.
Yep, for sure.
And there's one thing I'm pretty sure many people are very interested, especially the young upcoming starters when it comes to entertainment, or they want to get into movies or whatever. How do you start? How do you get into entertainment industry? Because starting out, acting on little shows or playing in theater or doing something in high school or college is one thing, but when is the moment where okay, maybe it's the time to start to get for real in that industry, and set up something, or maybe put your foot in that industry.
Oh, I don't think there's any cookie cutter way to really get in the industry. The unique thing about entertainment is you can create your own entertainment, and there's always new projects coming out that are unique and different and are looking for different types of people. So it's really a matter of networking. I mean, like anything, entertainment is a big network of people that are creatives and collaborating with people and just using your creative talents, and people will see that and want to work with you. And finding all the right people that you need to put your team together.
Yeah, and I think especially because you said everybody can create their own, entertainment. It's definitely true, and I think you can see the difference between back then when you started and now, because now people have the plus side with the social media. Many times back then on the radio show, people didn't get the job because the bosses didn't like your personality, or they thought, oh, that person is too weird or curses all the time, whatever. But now you have YouTube, Instagram. Do your own podcast. That's why guys like Joe Rogan are so popular and so big, because it's just their personality. And I'm pretty sure with a personality like these guys have, when they go to a normal radio show, all these people would never hire them. But that's an opportunity
That's
now.
why you got to make
Do
your
what is good for you.
own.
100%. Yeah, I'm always the same. Whenever people say no, I think, okay, you know what? I will prove you, and then one day you will come to me, and for that, just specifically for that point, I will definitely aggressively say no when you come, just because you didn't take me back then. And
Yep, that's true.
I think that's also sometimes good motivation. I hear that from many people, especially in the acting industry. When I had a few actors and actors on my podcast, they said, when they didn't get the audition, or the producers said no, then they said, you know what, just for that, I will keep pushing and doing more and more, and one day they will recognize me. And then they start to, get close to me and get, you know, some contacts or whatever, but then just on purpose they say no. So it can be also big fuel and a lot of motivation.
Definitely.
And how was it for you when you got, you know, rejected and people said no to you, or you didn't get a show? Was it the same, like, okay, you know what, I will prove it to them? Or was it at first very hard and you thought, okay, maybe you're not good for that? Or how do you handle that, or
Oh,
did you
you mean you're
handle
going to
it?
get 99 no's before you get a yes, you know? So, a lot of things I've had no's on, and but you just have to keep looking for the right fit, you know? It's not that it's no because it's not always no because, you know, you're not good or something. It might just not be the fit. The person might not, or the company might not have the budget at that time, or they might be, you know, overexpanded on what they could do, their capabilities. There's so many reasons why you get a no, so you don't take it personal. You just keep looking for your tribe and finding your people, and you know, and you eventually it'll all fit. The puzzle piece will all come together.
And sometimes things in life work out for you later. And at the beginning, you didn't know that, or you think, oh, now everything is bad and nothing is working. But there's always a plan behind everything, and one day it will all come together. And then you see, oh, that's the reason why 5 years ago, or so, I didn't get the job, or this or that happened. And I see that sometimes as well. And that's why never giving up is always the best thing. I know it's always very cliche when we say never give up, push yourself, and so on and so on. But when you watch most people, especially all the average people, that's exactly what they don't do. They always give up. They always, you know, say, you know what, that's it. I can't handle it anymore. I will go back to normal life, whatever. And I'm not, you know, made for that. But that's, in my opinion, definitely wrong. When you know you have something, when you just feel it's right, then you have to keep going.
Yes, agreed, 100%. If you can dream it, you can do it. You know, I mean, I just literally one day woke up and said I'm going to do a TV show about where I get paid to eat and drink, and I did it. And it was a lot of hard work in the beginning, and now, you know, I've been very successful with it, and now we're actually going on a national network. So
That's awesome. And one day, hopefully, maybe you can also go cross-border, maybe to Europe, also doing a show there, mixing up with, I don't know, America, Europe, Germany, because I think there's a big market for that. And that's one thing I noticed, and that's why I also started the podcast. But I was watching for many years Joe Rogan's podcast, and I said to myself, you know what, I can also do that. Especially here in Germany, nobody's really doing that. I mean, people knew back then what it was, podcast, but it's not so popular like you have there in America. And then when
I'm
I
going to see
started,
Joe Rogan this month. He's
oh, that's
coming to my
perfect.
area.
Oh, I thought you jump on his podcast, so that would be
No, I'm gonna
even
go
more
watch him
amazing.
live.
Oh, okay. He's fantastic with his comedy and everything, also as a commentator. But you know, when I saw his podcast all the time, then I said last year, okay, you know what, I will just do it. And since last year, January 6th, I said to myself, okay, now I do every day an episode. And since then, I did every day an episode without a break. And then with the time, you will see it. You will get better guests. You will get guests from the site where you didn't even expect that. And
It's
then I think
true.
everything
Well,
comes. Yeah.
congratulations on jumping
Thank
in
you.
and just doing it, you know? That's what you got to start somewhere, right?
That's true. And I'm a person, I never overthink, because I know English, it's not my mother's language, so I know it's not perfect. But for me, it's like, I don't care. I just keep pushing. And then I see also a lot of my so-called European fellows, like Arnold, you know, Dolph Lundgren, Jean-Claude Van Damme, they're all from Europe, and they all have that accent. But it seems like you Americans definitely love accents a lot, because I heard that many times from ladies. They always say that they like my accent. They say it's cute, and so yeah, maybe
There are
it's a
so many
plus as well.
accents just in America alone. I mean, if you go to the country, they have a whole, you know, in certain states, there's a whole different accent there too. So we have a lot of accents in America.
That's true, and also even in the UK. I mean, if you talk to certain people from England, there's, you know, some regions like Liverpool, so what accent they have, it's crazy to understand. Sometimes I'm surprised that I can still understand everything, or Australia or New Zealand. So I think it all works out, and you just have to do it, because I think when you overthink, it's never really good. I'm sure for you as well, when you start your experience there, because at the beginning I was not sure how to name the podcast, and then I just said, you know what, I just name it The Martial Arts Show 2.0, even though I talk about everything, not just martial arts. And people will maybe question what the 2.0 is. There's always an answer for that, so it's maybe a little trick as well. But you just need to start, because if you think too long, then probably in 2025 I still wouldn't start. So that's why just jump on it.
Yep. Well, congratulations on doing that.
Well,
That's the
thank
first
you.
step.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, there's many more years hopefully to do, and I always, say to myself, I planned in my head, everything what you do takes like at least 5 to 10 years until it's a very big blow. Of course, it can happen earlier, but I'm, ready for that it takes longer. And I think when you're ready for the long ride, then you enjoy it even more and you're calm. You don't have that anxiety. You don't think like, oh shit, after 1 year it's still not working. Or how was it for you when you started?
No, I mean it's a long journey, especially in the beginning. It takes time to build, but once you've built it and it starts to snowball and you see the successes coming fast. It's very
No
rewarding,
problem.
so I've done multiple projects, and so now I'm at a point, in the beginning when I did my first project, I was very nervous and didn't think that I would succeed, and then I did, and then I was like, whoa, I did that. And then I did another project, and same thing, you get really nervous, like, oh, am I gonna get everything done? Is all gonna work out? And you succeed again, and then after you succeed a couple times, you realize, you know what, I'm gonna succeed at everything I do if I just keep working hard and do everything I think I need to do. And so now I'm at a point where I don't doubt myself at all because I've been able to succeed on so many projects from the ground up. And so now I just know it's a matter of just working really hard and pushing through, and then I'll succeed. Whether sometimes it comes faster than other times, but you get it done.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and so you basically build up your confidence with the time with every project you did and every show and
Sure.
everything. But as a kid or when you were a teenager, did you have also good confidence or not so much?
Well, I worked very hard in school and I did a lot of extracurricular activities, so I was always in that team building type of environment, and which helped me to be successful for sure. I definitely put a lot of my successes on doing those things early on in life, and winning games and winning trophies and different stuff like that help you kind of feel like, okay, I can do something and I can succeed and I can finish,
That's awesome. So yeah, you're a little bit like me. I think that's the coincidence I see many times when people start very early on as a kid, and specifically sport. That's why I always encourage people out there, especially parents, put your kids into sports because they will definitely help them build the confidence and get everything done. Because whatever I did, whatever I touched after I was a couple of years into martial arts, I never had any doubt because I knew when you can get through martial arts, you probably can do everything. And that's why I always like that. You know what? Just start. Okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
sorry.
Okay. No, it's not good. Don't worry. Yeah, that's all good.
I
Yeah, and
do
I
have
think
to
when you
jump on a
start
Zoom
early
call
on,
right now. They're messaging me. I have to
Okay.
jump on a Zoom call, but I really appreciate the time. Yeah, sorry. That's why my phone keeps going out because they're trying to get a hold of me. But it's actually
Okay.
for
All good. Yeah, is there
my
anything
TV
else?
show.
And is there anything else you want to say, maybe, or some last advice or something you want to promote quick also before you
Oh,
have to
look.
go?
Hey, Andy, how are you? That's my buddy. No, I just, I really appreciate you having me. Congratulations on everything. Keep up the hard
Thank you.
work, and keep doing what you're doing, and you'll have their next Joe Rogan, right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And thank you for your time, despite all, the people calling you and everything. And I hope one day we can do another
I
podcast. And yeah, hope to see you soon again and have a great day. Bye.
Definitely. Thank you. Bye.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was Christine Curran, and we talked about her journey into entertainment business, how to get big TV shows, and many more things. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram if you want to know more about the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and all available platforms. Just type in the Martial Arts Show 2.0. And thank you for the support. Until next time, bye everybody.